Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 247. They keep getting shorter, they have less relevant content, which I didn't think was even possible. They come out later, they're less entertaining. Everything is proceeding exactly as predicted. Hey, you guys ever seen The Thing? I played that game not too long ago. And go back and listen to those episodes back when I had a small piece of my soul still intact and the cabin fever and isolation was at least self-inflicted. At least back then I had the option to go outside the house if I really wanted to. I just chose not to use it. And the smarter, better adjusted people in the world are using this time to get work done around the house and spend time with their loved ones. It's like a surprise vacation for anyone fortunate enough to have a job that's, let's face it, I mean, the ones that are collecting their normal salaries from home because it makes no difference in the physical world whether they show up to work or not. Those are probably the least essential people out there, but you know they'll be taken care of until we slowly but surely descend into our inevitable Mad Max society that's coming soon. But you know, I have to keep working every day. Yeah, with no extra pay or incentive, just the added bonus that if I touch my face at the wrong time, I could spend my last days on Earth choking on my own lung butter. But we all know this is how this is going to end anyway, one way or another. The real tragedy in all this is www.gruntfreepress.com. That's the site's been quarantined since October, I think. Kind of like how Karl Marx was contained in an armored train when he traveled outside of the Soviet Union because he had AIDS, the kind of AIDS that you get from doing like super gay stuff. Join that mailing list by sending your best goatsy impression to www.gruntfreepress.com. You'll be glad that you did. I'm Absolute Deicide. I am the proud owner of a video game website and podcast, so I shouldn't have to bring it to your attention that I broke my shit streak and did indeed complete a video game this week. But it's a momentous occasion for me. But then I have to squeeze lime into your eyes and just say up front that I didn't particularly enjoy the game that I beat, this first one anyway. You know how last week, or we'll pretend it's last week, I spent most of that time like bitching about Doom Eternal's flaws, and I kept saying like, I still enjoy it. Like it's still a good game. You know, I just had to get used to it. Well, a little update there. So Doom Eternal, that game never really clicked with me. All of the shit from last week, I mean, the lack of ammo, the graphical glitches. And I was like turning the settings down to high, and like that stopped it from outright crashing, but there was still some like serious flickering going on. Like the top half of the screen would flash black like a strobe light randomly for like extended periods of time when I was playing. To the point that I thought that maybe like my graphics card was fucked up, but I haven't had any problems like that with other games. So I'd also get like caught up on shit in the game like all the time. You know, I mean, they wanted to make a Doom guy quicker and more agile and acrobatic, but some of that platforming was so fucking frustrating. Yeah, I know it's tough to do good platforming when you're playing a game from the first person perspective, period. And considering, you know, it's Doom, it's supposed to be a shooter, it's not fucking Mirror's Edge 3. I mean, considering that, it's like, I guess like, you know, we could play it for a bit, but yeah, the basic mechanics of the platforming, all that shit, it works well enough, but then they kind of like push it too far and make you do it too often. I mean, if it's just something like it's a transition, you're going from one part of the level to another. It's like, it adds a little flavor to it, to just rather than just like running through, going through like a corridor or whatever. It's like, you know, you're gripping and climbing and jumping off of walls, and you're like dashing in midair to get places. like, that's interesting, an interesting way to be like, all right, so you're going to get to the next area, but how that has anything to do with Doom, I don't know. I mean, I always pictured Doom guy is more of a walking tank than like a Asian teen parkour master, but what do I know? Then you get to some sections that play like first person Mario Brothers, where there's like these twirling flame pillars and fireballs. You're trying to like time your jumps over them to avoid. And it you know, that's like messy. A lot of the time, like that'll fucking, you know, just like, you're taking leaps of faith onto these floating platforms out in the middle of nowhere. And those will like drop into oblivion after a few seconds. You know, you'll get to one of them, you're hanging there, and you're frantically looking around for like the next place they want you to jump to. And chances are you're going to die a couple times from that, like either because you're missing the next platform or just because the controls are so like finicky. And then you get to the next combat section and you have no health or fucking extra lives. Because you've been falling like Wile E. Coyote for like a fucking hour trying to do those platform sections. It's like, all right, well, I got through that finally, but it's like, yeah, you have no fucking health left, and I have to go fucking fight shit. I know that a lot of this is like rehashed from what I said about Doom Eternal last week. It's two weeks ago. Yeah, I took fucking last week off. Nobody noticed. And I used that extra time to figure out if I liked Doom Eternal, and, meh, I don't know, again, it's fucking like, yeah, I don't know, I just wasn't too impressed with it. Going over again, what I've gone over again, the gameplay is way too reliant on like, your own cooldown abilities, where it's, you know, just, you're playing, you're just like, shit, I have low health, I need to fucking whittle down somebody's, some grunt, I need like a glory kill, we're gonna be, you're just doing a lot of running around looking for grunt enemies, making sure you shoot them like just enough times that you're going to weaken them, but you don't want to shoot them like one too many times, you're going to fucking kill them, then you're screwed. And it's like, all right, so I got to be careful about that if I need health. And it's like, you know, oh, my armor's gone, I need more of that, so run around looking for more grunts or whatever to flame, you know, use your flamethrower on them. And God forbid you fucking like hit the wrong key at the wrong time. It's like, oh, I fucked up, I missed with my flamethrower with everybody. Now I'm just, I have to wait for this fucking cooldown. Yeah, I mean, you just like fill all your shit up, jump back into the action. You know, I'm no fucking pinball wizard over here. We'll get to the ultimate gamer shame moment I had to stoop to make sure that I beat this fucking game. But it seems almost unavoidable that as you're playing, you're going to be taking damage. And everything that fucking hits you just strips like a ton of armor and health off of you, because it's like, it's almost like they want that to be the case, where it's just fucking, it's not like, I get a little bit fucked up, I got to go find some armor or whatever. Eventually, it's like, you go from like perfectly fine to, oh shit, I'm just fucking like almost dead, like immediately. Because they really want you to engage in that like armor, ammo, health loop. And, you know, rather than it being something that you fall back on when you it's like, oh, I fucked up a bunch of times and I know I got to worry about armor and health and shit. It's like, no, you're just like constantly going to have to be fucking doing that. And everybody always, you know, looking at this game, how people play it, everybody says like, oh, you know, the key is you just have to keep moving, you know, just keep moving and you won't take damage. But I call bullshit on that. I mean, it does help, I guess. Like, you're not going to instantly melt. You're just like sitting there taking damage, but you can only like run so fast and dash so many times, twice in fact, until you have to let that shit cool down. And, you know, there's fucking bullets and missiles coming at you from every fucking angle. And, you know, then you try running like a bitch and they've got teleporting guys who won't leave you alone and infinitely spawning grunts. And then the big fucking like hell knights and manky by like the big fucking, you know, heavy demons that will block your path. So it's like block your path completely. So it's like, well, I'm trying to run, but this guy's like right in my way. I can't get by him. So now, you know, you're just kind of stuck and you're fucked. And yeah, quite a few times I was just stuck in a corner and it's a dude pretty much inside of me. And, you know, it's like, oh, there goes my fucking health and I'm dead, and respawn in the same spot. Oh, I'm still stuck. I'm fucking dead. All my lives are fucking gone. And all those one-ups that you pick throughout the level, like, he's just like, all right, I got a few like saved up here, I got like four or five saved up. Once you use them, you know, when you die, you use all of them up and you have to like go back to a checkpoint or whatever. They don't give you those back. Like they're just like, they're gone forever. You just like restart, zero fucking extra lives. And it's like, cool. Now I know I was fucked before and now I'm extra fucked now. So yeah, I mean, I had a really tough time with Doom Eternal. And I was saying I started playing the game on ultra violent difficulty and it was just fucking ended up. I'm like, it seems about right. And after a while, I was like, this seems like it's just a little bit too much for me. And you know, it wasn't fun, dying and playing the same shit over and over again. So I ended up dropping down the difficulty to Hurt Me Plenty. And that seemed like the right move there for a while. I was like, fucking like, so it can be a little bit easy, but at least, you know, I'm still dying a few times, still having fun. And like, I get to a certain point, I'd still get stuck on parts where I'd drain all my fucking lives and have like one bullshit death after another. After a while doing that, I'm like, you know what, dude, just fuck it. You know what I mean? This is Doom. I can't fucking, I have a choice here. I can either like stop playing it because I'm just like not having fun, or I can just, you know, I was just getting like frustrated as shit. So I bit the fucking rare bullet in the game and I played on easy. And, I can't even tell you the proper name for Doom's easy difficulty setting because, you know, I closed my eyes when I did that and I wiped the memory clean. And yeah, I was just thinking, I'm like, all right, well, now it's on fucking like easy. Like, this is going to be like playing the game on retarded baby mode, but I'd still be playing. I'd still die like the same bullshit that would kill me on ultra violent or whatever. I'm still like, still getting stuck, still falling, still dying, still fucking running out of ammo, like all that shit. It's almost like the same shit. You know, falling off platforms, the larger demons would still fuck your shit up in a couple hits. I'll skip a lot of the finer details about the game that I already fucking talked a lot about it last week. The quick summary is, you know, I'd be playing it. I'd have these like flashes of fun where I'm like, okay, I get it. This is cool. I'm having a good time playing it every now and then, but mostly I was just kind of like pissed and getting like really, I'm like just getting tired of like running around looking for a grunt fodder all the time because I was always on the verge of fucking death. And I'll reiterate that there's a distinct possibility that most of my gripes about the game are my fault. like I'm playing it, I didn't like get it, or I sucked at the game. But yeah, that was my personal experience with it. It just didn't really get off the launch pad for me, you know. Then I get to the last boss in the game. I think this is actually like the second to last boss, maybe. I think the final boss in the game was the Icon of Sin, is a big minotaur demon thing. And that last fight was all right, I think, but it was just fucking, you know, just a big dude, you fucking chipping away chunks of his armor off to expose like his muscles and his body and shit. Then you're doing damage to that and, you know, just going like body part by body part and shit. The one before that though is like this, floating monk or something. I barely remember what the fucking thing looks like because of how I had to fight it, where you're just constantly running around. So the fight is, you have to just, you know, keep fucking whittling away this thing, that thing's health, which is just pretty much just fucking, you know, it's got like a health meter and it's just, take all the damage off of this thing that you can. It's almost like an armor meter and that like exposes its health meter. So it's just use whatever fucking guns you have, whatever ammo you have, just keep throwing it at this thing to fucking whittle down his fucking health. Then it's, you know, its shield or its armor or whatever, like that first bar will break. And then they want you to use the double-barreled shotgun to hook onto it, like grapple up to it. And like hit it or whatever. Like that's the only way you can actually do like damage to it, like permanent damage, is once the shield's down, you get up there and you fucking like hit it. That's fine in concept, but I'm fucking telling you, you know, I'm just fucking running around like a madman. The boss starts lighting the arena on fire, so now you're like restricted to these certain platforms you can use. So the arena's getting like smaller and it's like certain sections of it are on fire at a time. It's like, okay, well now I gotta fucking change my tactic and can move around and use different fucking monkey bars and shit. And you know, right off the bat, like at the beginning of the fight, you blow your ammo load trying to do some damage to it. And this is one of those instances where they don't even feed you like ammo grunts that you can fucking chainsaw to get ammo. Like the only other enemies in the arena are these two like smaller floating monks that you can't chainsaw to get ammo, or maybe you can chainsaw them, but you probably need like a full tank, like three fucking tanks of gas to do it, just to get one of them, just to get like ammo that you need, which I never had. So, I mean, the only way to get extra ammo is just like run around like an asshole and just collect everything that's on the ground in the arena. I think, well, I do that. I was like, oh fuck, I'm out of ammo for all this shit, running around trying to find what I can, like as soon as I need it. But I think that like maybe like the ammo in the arena like respawns over time. Like, I don't know what the fuck the spawn timer is on the fucking ammo, but it seemed like if I literally ran around for a fucking hour or whatever, it's like, oh, okay, now these shotgun shells are back here. Cool, I have four of them again. Yeah, it does so fucking super slow if that's the case. And you're, once again, it's just like I have like no choice but just fucking like run and run and run and fucking wait. Yeah, it's like I'm running and then I'm just waiting for the shit to respawn. Doom, everybody. That's what Doom's all about. So, you know, I'm doing that. I'm just running around. I'm fucking like burning, and those mini monks are hitting me with plasma balls, and I can't fight them. Like, God forbid I fucking fight these enemies that are in the game, because I need to just conserve every fucking last bit of ammo for every last bullet has to go to this fucking boss. Otherwise, there's no point. It's just pretty much just like wasting ammo. It's like, even if my health is low, if I start, you know, chipping away at these fucking small monks to get like health out of them, there's no point. I'm just not going to have fucking ammo. So yeah, I mean, I fucking died and I died and I died trying to do that. And then I get a pop-up message from the game saying like, hey, you suck. You suck at this fucking game. Do you want to turn on super pussy mode? A mode for people who can't play video games where we'll make you like more or less invincible. I'm like, yeah, after like the eighth time burning to death, I'm like, all right, dude, I'm a fucking super pussy, I guess. You got me. You know, you found out my secret that I suck at games. Still doesn't help. So I'm doing that where it's like, okay, so now I can survive longer, but it still doesn't help with the fucking ammo problem. Like, it's not like this gives me like infinite ammo. It's like, I'm still have no ammo. There's no way to get it in this fucking arena. So yeah, I mean, that's Doom Eternal. Doom Eternal lack of ammo is what they should have called it. Am I right? A pretty big disappointment for me. I'm not saying it's like the worst game I've ever played. It's just forgettable. I mean, that's fucking awfully damning for a new Doom game, I think, to be like, hey, it's fucking cool. Fucking been waiting for this. The last one was fucking awesome. I can't wait. And then it's fucking play through. And like, I don't know, but like, I have a lot of problems with this. And after after I fucking like struggle my way through it, I'm like, I don't think I want to play this for again, or at least for a while. I actually tried, like, all right, well, now I'm all upgraded, so we'll go back to like some of the earlier missions and try doing that and getting some of the collectibles and just fucking like, I don't know, dude. It's still kind of the same shit, same problem as I had. It just doesn't really alleviate that completely. It just kind of makes it more boring because it's fucking like, oh, well, the easier enemies, the easier levels, you're just really just fucking blowing right through. And then, like, still just these long stretches of just, like, no action, nothing going on. Platforming, lots of jumping and climbing and all that shit. And I tried the multiplayer mode for Doom Eternal, too. Or I tried to try the multiplayer mode, I should say. I got as far as the first tutorial for it, like the first tutorial out of like five they have listed. It just seems like it's an overcomplicated mess. If you thought that the keyboard layout was a little too busy for trying to play as the Doom Slayer, which I did, again, it's like all these fucking buttons you're using, like, you know, four or five different cooldowns, all the same fucking buttons. I just thought a little too much to be playing a fucking like shooter like Doom. It's a little awkward. But yeah, when you're playing as the demons, and now you have like cooldowns on your jet packs, you know, cool your jets, all that shit. You can like bring up there's a radial menu you bring up where you can summon demons or like minions. You point at the ground and like fucking just, you know, imp will appear or whatever. It's all different like point values for different types of the fucking minions. And you're just fucking like, you know, spawning them wherever, and that's like on a menu, and you gotta press like control and something, like control and one. It's fucking weird. It's just like so fucking awkward and shit trying to do that. Yeah, you know, there's all these fucking rules to the game type, which I didn't fucking understand. They're trying to explain it to me. It's like, oh, you know, you do damage to the Doomslayer, then like you have to pick up all this shit that like explodes on. And I was like, fucking like orbs, like health orbs and armor orbs, and you get to pick it up before he does. If he responds and get him, like he'll get fucking supercharged, and you fucking get him, and it'll help you, or it'll slow down his fucking respawn timer or whatever. I don't know what the fuck they're trying to explain to me. To be honest with you. And then it's fucking like, you know, you can't enter these certain areas until the timer, you know, the round timer counts down to a certain number. And, you know, it's like, oh, to win the game, you have to win, you know, it's the best of two rounds unless like some other condition is met. And then like, it's just fucking like, what is this? You know, I originally thought with the fucking first multiplayer thing they revealed, I thought it was going to be a little bit like a game called Dark Souls, where you could just like invade other people's games as to play in single player, and like up to two people could play, or it would just be like, oh, hey, you know, this guy's running through a mission, it'd be like a single player mission, or like a section of a single player mission, and you're fucking, I thought it was going to be like a Left 4 Dead type of thing, where it's fucking like, all right, well, you're going to be playing as the demons, and you can fucking just kind of pick whatever you want and spawn in and try to fucking like fuck him up as he's doing it, and it's two versus one. That might be the basic gist of the multiplayer mode, but just the way they're explaining it, I was just fucking like, I don't know what you're even trying to fucking tell me. I'm sure it's not like too bad if you actually tried playing a few games of it, but I don't know. I looked at that tutorial and was like, I'm all set, dude. Like they should have just fucking had good old fashioned mindless deathmatch for retards like me. And, you know, maybe I'm out of the loop, but it certainly seems like this game, like Doom Eternal, like you're saying, like, it just seems like it's all this hype building up to it came out and fucking it just kind of came and went already. Like the week it was out, everyone's like, oh, that's fucking people saying they loved it. You know, people were talking about it. It's like, oh, you know, everyone's kind of like, oh, I like it except for this and that and the other thing. And, you know, some criticism started surfacing, and then like, now, I don't know, it's hard to believe that fucking a new Doom, it's just like hard to believe, like, dude, a fucking new Doom game came out, I played it, and I'm not fucking, like, trying to, everything else should be put on hold, I think, like, for me personally, it should just be like, shit, I want to play this for, like, 40, 50 hours, and just keep replaying it, and trying on, like, the harder difficulties and shit, but just not the case. I'm just fucking like, it happened, it came, and it's over, I guess, like, fucking that was it. So I've already moved on to new things, new exciting things, like Resident Evil 3, because everything is regressing. And this game, yeah, Resident Evil 3 remake, whatever you want to call it, kind of an apt example of that, of society regressing, I think. Good case that the best game that I played in 2 weeks is a remake of a game from like the 90s about a devastating viral outbreak that ruins fucking society. That's some good escapism right there, you know, some it really puts your mind at ease, just fucking gets you out of current events, and you can just kind of play your video games and forget about everything. I'd never played the original Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, it was called, I believe, on PlayStation 1. To go over my personal history with the Resident Evil series again, like, I feel like every time a new fucking Resident Evil game comes out, I have to kind of like go back and explain and regress myself again. When they remake a fucking deal, like a new one of these fucking games, like, I have to be like, oh yeah, this is my personal history with it. I've probably done this like 8 times because they happen to re-release or remaster these fucking old Resident Evil games fairly regularly now. So yeah, I mean, I was not a big fan of the original games on the PlayStation 1. I never cared for like the tank controls. I thought like just the tone of them or just of the games were kind of too corny and goofy for me. And even back then, when almost every fucking game took a long time to load anything off a fucking CD, off of a PlayStation 1, and having to wait like 20 seconds every time you opened a door really bothered me in those games for some reason. Or it's like, it's one of those things where they try to, like, you know, the original ones, they try to mask it as like fucking like, oh, it's like an animation, the door opening, it builds tension or whatever, but it's just fucking like, no, it's just masking a load time. It's really annoying. Every time I open a fucking door, I have to look at this shit. Especially in a game where a lot of what you were doing was just like, just backtracking and opening doors over and over again, and just fucking seeing that every time. So, yeah, I kind of like the first one. I didn't care for it. I kind of like stopped paying attention to the series pretty much after that. And then, you know, but everybody else seemed to fucking love them, but I didn't really get it, whatever. It seemed like they were pumping the games out every 6 months or so. They come up with a new fucking Resident Evil something, and they all kind of looked this more or less the same, I thought. So, yeah, that's my storied history with Resident Evil. Played the first one, wasn't like amazed by it, and yeah, and then we'll head to modern territory in a second after these messages. Womp womp. And speaking of regressing and history repeating itself, yeah, Resident Evil 3, the remake is pretty similar to the Resident Evil 2 remake. I'll give you that. It's almost like an encore. You know, it takes what was good about 2 and distills it down to a shorter, more straightforward game. 3 doesn't feel as epic or important to the story. I mean, if you gave a shit about Resident Evil's lore, it's just kind of like a self-contained game that has a few callbacks and Easter eggs to 2, which makes sense seeing I was Easter right now. And I can't even go to church to celebrate the resurrection of our zombie lord, Jesus Christ. There's also a bit of a nod to Resident Evil 7, I think that's what they were going for, where in 3, like, it starts out in a first person view. You know, you're in Jill Valentine's apartment, you're walking around reading notes, turning lights off and on, looking in the fridge. Then you look in the mirror and see that you have the virus, and she starts puking and zombifying, and you kind of wake up afterwards and do the same shit over again. Only this time, the big hook of the game, the namesake of the original, Nemesis, you know, he bursts through the wall like the Kool-Aid man, and he starts, like, tossing you around the fucking apartment. In Resident Evil 2, there was Mr. X, right? that giant creepy guy in the trench coat and fedora who would randomly just show up and relentlessly chase you. He'd, you know, try to, like, grab you and shit. Like I was saying, how 2 is kind of, or 3 rather, like Resident Evil 3 kind of feels like a stripped down spinoff of 2. In 3, Nemesis will show up and he'll hunt you, but only in these, like, predetermined scripted sequences where you either have to run a short distance away from him, or you can fight him and just use a bunch of ammo and just take him down and try to use, like, you know, traps in the environment and shoot, like, barrels and shit and fucking that type of thing. You can, like, kill him, not, like, permanently in those, like, chase sequences or whatever, but you can, like, take him down and stop him for then. And you know, if you do that, you'll get like you'll pick up like a gun upgrade off of them, or like an item or whatever, depending on how you do it or what part of it is. You know, you get like a fucking like extended clip for your handgun or something. I don't think that Nemesis is as creepy or as threatening as Mr. X. He's more varied in how he attacks you anyway. Like, Nemesis is like tentacles coming out of his arms and shit, and he'll like swipe at you with those, and he'll leap up in the air and he'll crash land right in front of you. So you have to like, you know, go around him, like change course. So you have to try to like start fighting him right there and like sun him to get past him. And eventually he starts using like weapons like flamethrowers and rocket launchers on you. And you have to, you know, you'll see like a laser sight. You have to kind of like dodge out of the way, and you know, it'll turn red when it like makes contact with you. And you have like a couple seconds to like dodge left or right to try to get out of the way of the rocket coming in. There are actual like arena boss fights with him where, you know, he'll be the boss. You have to fight him a couple times in different forms and shit. But overall, I didn't find him as memorable as Mr. X. You know, like Mr. X, you know, he was like getting chased by him. That was like being hunted by Jason Voorhees, where you'd show up when you least expected it, and he'd just be like blocking your path, and you'd panic trying to get past him, and you know, often you'd paint yourself into a corner. But here with Nemesis, it's almost like just like scripted events, where you just have to figure out where the safe zone is. They want you to get, you know, where they want you to go to, or you know, eventually you'll run through a fucking door and I'll just stop chasing you. Like, you have to figure out like where that is, usually getting past him, and just kind of like run there any way that you can. The first encounter at the beginning of the game there is really effective though. Like, I do like that sequence. It's, you know, it's a great action scene. He tosses you out of a window onto a balcony, and it chases you through some hallways, and it starts like bashing the floor, and you both kind of like fall through it, and you try to, you know, run into like an alleyway or whatever, and he's like throwing rocks at you and shit. I mean, sure, it's basically like an interactive cutscene, but it is intense. It's well done. And it's indicative of how we'll kind of encounter Nemesis throughout the rest of the game for the most part, except like those arena fights, you're just like trying to do damage to him and take him down. Where, you know, he'll show up, you're just going to run like the Doom Slayer when he's low on ammo. And the secret is he's always low on ammo. Then you get to the zombie-infested city. You know, and I'm an ADD piece of shit, so I'm not sure if it's Raccoon City. I wasn't paying attention to where it even takes place. Like, is this supposed to be like Raccoon City before the events of 2? I mean, you do end up going into the police station from 2 very briefly. There are some events that are concurrent. It seems like they run concurrently with 2, or maybe 3 is supposed to be a prequel. It gets fucking confusing, the timeline of this shit. So I think like the black cop who's like infected and dying at the beginning of 2, he's healthy in 3. I think they show him get like bit or whatever. I'm not great with paying attention to video game stories, especially ones that are spread across like multiple games, like a convoluted fucking timeline like this. Forget about it. With like different like virus types and all these different fucking like organizations and characters. It's just fucking, might as well be fucking like Metal Gear, where it's like, I don't fucking know. I'm just playing it again. I just play these games like, God, it's a stupid fucking zombie game. Who cares? Just fucking play it. And yeah, what else confused me was the layout of the city. I think that might have something to do with like the translation between like the fixed camera angles of the original game, and now if they do the remake where everything's in third person, like over the shoulder. Like maybe some of the landmarks or signs and shit were more prominent in the original game, where they'd kind of be like the center of attention, where it would catch your eye and like the fixed camera angle type of deal. But now you're just like running. It's like, okay, well, there's, you know, a neon sign over here or of a store or something. Then it's like another neon sign over there, and there's like something here, but it's not really like just, all right, well, I'm just running down like a city block or whatever. You know, like before you'd make like a screen transition, you'd see that like right in front. But now it just looks like, I don't know, it's like city streets, and there's like some connecting alleyways and like stairs and shit every now and then. I found it a little confusing at first. Yeah, I was trying to get the lay of the land without constantly checking the map, but I just kind of found that nearly impossible. There's just too many instances of like, all right, well, I walk past like this burning car, and I think there's an alley after this burning car that I can get through, but you know, there should be like an alley back there. And it's fucking, it's like, oh no, it's just like a dead end or whatever. I guess he had to go through like the donut shop first to get to like this other area that looked very similar. So yeah, I mean, you have to just keep bringing up the map, and thankfully the map is really good in these games. It clearly shows you any points of interest. Like, you know, if you come across like a locked container that you need to, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, you need to, this is a simple, we'll say like simple lock. You need like a lock pick set for, because, you know, you're playing as Jill Valentine, the master of unlocking after all. That'll show up on the map as just like an icon. It'll say simple locks. You know, it's there. So, you know, if your memory is garbage like mine, you can just always like pull up the map. It's like, okay, there it is. Like once you have the lockpick set, you can just go and do it. You know, and once a room is completely cleared, you know, you've obtained every item that you can from it. It changes from red to blue. So it's just very intuitive. It just clearly shows you all the information that you need just from looking at it. Good map is always key. And speaking of keys, this is a Resident Evil game. So the bulk of the gameplay is just running into, you'll run into a locked door. You'll come across some puzzle that you need an item for. You know, like there's a fire blocking your path, and there's a fire hydrant right next to it. Probably should use the fire hydrant to clear out the fucking fire, but you know, you can't do that without a hose. So it's like, all right, I'll backtrack to all of like the red areas on the map until I find a hose. And, you know, there aren't any loading times when you open doors. So, I mean, that's a plus. And yeah, the combat's pretty solid. Again, it's very similar to 2. I mean, you have your handguns that are the best way to take out the standard zombies. And there's a random factor, whether it's going to take like 3 or 4 headshots to drop them, or, you know, every now and then you'll get a critical hit with one shot and their brain will explode the first time you fucking shoot them. That's always satisfying. And then once they're on the ground, like, you know, once they drop, like they may or may not be dead. And that's when you break out the knife and just kind of hack away at them. And yeah, I'm no good at doing that really. You know, maybe I get a little knife happy and overconfident. You know, I'll stab them and it's like, hey, they start moving, they're not dead. So I mean, I guess I figured that out. I'll just keep fucking slashing at them, trying to kill them with a knife and save ammo that way. But half the time they just end up like grabbing me as they're sitting up anyway. It's like, it's like I'm stabbing them in the face and it's fucking like, and they come and they fucking like grab me. And you think I'd learn to stop doing that and after a while and back away, but you know, once they grab you, you get like a prompt will come up on the screen to press A to escape, or maybe it's supposed to be mashing A as fast as you can to like get away from them. Never really figured that out. Like it never seemed to work. Like sometimes it works. Like I'm like, what am I doing here? Am I fucking mashing? Am I holding or what? And fucking like, I don't know. It's like I'm fucking mashing as fast as I can. A little bar will fill up around the circle around A on the screen. And I'd still fucking get bit, I think, or other times I could fucking do the same thing and like, oh, you know, I'm dead. The fucking zombies on top of you, like biting your neck. It's like, oh, game over, you know? Sometimes it's a one hit death. It seems like, I mean, I assume that, when I died like that, I was doing it the wrong way, but never really tell. I could never really tell which was the right or the wrong way. Jill also has a dodge move, almost like a parry, where she'll dash out of the way if you know, the way of a grab if you time it just right. And you know, you get like a whoosh sound and the screen blurs, and it does feel good when you do that right. Doesn't feel so good when you fuck it up. That must be on some kind of cooldown, because you definitely just can't like spam it just to get away from every, you know, you can't just run into a group of zombies and just hit like dash dash dash, like it just fucking just get grabbed. So there's some kind of cooldown there. There's no like on-screen indicator for when it's ready, except you try it too soon after the last one and it doesn't work, and you get your fucking face gnawed off. That's usually the indicator that you should have waited a little bit longer. There's also a second playable character named Carlos. I don't know who that guy is or why he's in the game, other than the one level where Jill is infected and you have to search a hospital for a vaccine. Then after that, he kind of disappears. And it's not like two where I saw, like, you know, at the beginning, it's like, oh, you know, choose your costume. And they show like the two characters. I'm like, oh, this will be like two where, you know, they'll both have like their own kind of campaign type thing. But it's not like that. You just kind of control him for a little bit. And it's, that's a little annoying just because you start playing him. He has his own stash of like health items and a completely different set of like weapons and shit. So you're kind of like starting over again. It was like, oh, here's the new character, and all the shit that you did with Jill doesn't really matter right now. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, instead of a dodge, Carlos does like a shoulder charge, which is essentially the same thing, but maybe even more unreliable, or at least more risky, I would say. Yeah, because you're charging forward, like towards the danger, and if you space it out, you know, you have like the wrong spacing of like, all right, I think I can hit this guy here, I'm gonna like lunge towards him with the shoulder, and it's too far away, and then you get fucking grabbed and fucked up. You know, if you try doing that too, and there's like a second enemy right there, and you don't fucking like stun him, it's fucking like, all right, well, I can stun this guy, but there's a guy like right behind him or whatever, and now I'm just gonna split second where this second guy's just gonna grab me anyway. You're fucked then too. Sometimes it seems like you will hit some of the stronger enemy, like stronger monsters and shit, of like fucking, like, I don't know, like fucking, it seems like I have no choice. Okay, I have to, like, you know, my weapon's out of ammo or whatever. I'll try to like shoulder charge him instead. And, this certain type of enemy won't work on or whatever. In which case, again, yeah, I mean, yeah, I stopped like relying on the shoulder charge too much. Like, it's just fucking like, I don't know. It's like Jill's thing, I kind of got down pretty well, but his is kind of like, I don't know, this is really working, because it's fucking, it seems like even when you do hit somebody, they seem to, you know, the stronger ones again, it's like, all right, I'll knock them down. Then they'll just kind of like pop right back up. I'm just like closer to them now. Not exactly what I wanted. So yeah, I mean, the end of that hospital level was pretty much just nonstop action. In a game that's more action oriented than pretty much, I would say, any pre Resident Evil 4 game I've played, already, it's pretty fucking just a lot of just like shooting and fucking blowing shit up. And, you know, that last bit of the hospital, you're just like stuck in a lobby, and just waves and waves of enemies keep pouring in through the windows, and you just fucking like sit there and mow them down for like 20 minutes. There's a couple electrical generators in there you can shoot that will zap groups of them at a time. Just, you know, lightning shoots out and goes through the group and just freezes them there, and they're fucking like getting shocked. So yeah, I mean, those are kind of like scattered throughout the game too. As you know, there's also fucking a bunch of explosive barrels you can use. They're kind of like strategically placed, so you can just fucking, it's like, oh, there's a group of zombies, and oh, there's a barrel there, just kind of lure them over there, and I'll shoot them, and fucking pretty much just one bullet will take out like half a dozen of them at a time. When you use the fucking, those generators, they're fucking like, all right, well, I can tell that they're there throughout the game, but they didn't seem that useful. It's like, all right, so use a bullet to shoot them. Shoot the generator, now the fucking zombies are shocked, and it's like, well, now what do I go out and like go up and start like knifing them, I guess, knife the shit out of them, but I don't think it does like any or much like permanent damage from the shock itself. But it's a nice fucking kind of like a nice reprieve of just fucking like, all right, well, the purpose of that hospital level is that they're trying to break into the room where Jill is, and they're kind of like clawing at boxes and shit. So it's kind of nice to be like, all right, well, I'll shock them now. So it just gives me some time to like reset my shit and like reload and just kind of like take stock of what the hell's going on here. Reload everything. So, you get the standard Resident Evil locations. You know, you get the city, the sewers. And at least the sewers in this game are mercifully brief. But there are these giant mole rat things in there that are a pain in the ass, where you have to wait for them to get close to you, and then they'll like open their mouths and charge at you. And the things are like big enough that they more or less fill up the entire sewer tunnel, like these fucking like giant rat things. So it's not like, you know, like there's no real chance you're going to be able to run past them. It's like I kind of have to fight them. So yeah, you have to shoot them when their mouths are open with at least like a shotgun. I don't think it'd be possible to do it quick enough with a pistol. I don't think we'd do them enough damage. But yeah, so you're trying to like hit them with a shotgun, like right in the open mouth. And if you miss, I mean, it's pretty much like an instant death. Like once they get you in their fucking jaws, it's just like, oh, cutscene, are you getting fucking eaten? Instant death. There's quite a few one-shot deaths, or close to one-shot deaths, it seems like, in Resident Evil 3. I mean, the standard operating procedure for these games that I use is you kind of wait to use your health, wait to use the, wait till your health is in the red, you're in danger, like danger on the fucking status screen before you use like a first aid spray or like the red and green mixed herb. But I mean, here in three, it's like you'll be in the yellow, the piss state, where Jill's leaving a trail of urine on the floor. And if you get grabbed by a ghoulie when you're in the yellow, you can just like die. It's just fucking like, I should be fine. Like, I'm just like, mid range, like medium yellow, fucking caution or whatever. It's like standard zombie grabs you and fucking bites you once. It's like, oh, dead, instant death. Kind of crazy. I did the classic noob Resident Evil move where, I got chomped to death by the first fucking zombie that you encounter in the game. It's kind of the equivalent of like dying by the first fucking Goomba in Super Mario Brothers. I think it's the second Super Mario Brothers reference I made this episode. I found Resident Evil 3 to be more difficult than most of the other ones. And yeah, it's not that the enemies are any harder, I don't think, or it's not really that there's like more of them, they're throwing more of them at you at a time, like bigger hordes or anything like that. I just think they just seem more deadly, and they take more fucking shots to kill, it seems like, than the other ones. Like, just standards. I think it's just said the same thing with two, too. Where it's just fucking like, wow, dude, a standard zombie can fuck you up pretty quick. I kind of enjoyed that, though. I mean, the checkpoint system in the game's fine. Like, you're not gonna be set back hours of time because you died. You know how the fucking typewriter save system works by this point in these fucking games. You're doing like fucking like, oh, I'm going to go do like a clean up supply run. You just fucking save afterwards. You run around, get all the ammo you can, just go to those red rooms on the fucking map. And it's like, I'm just going to go clean everything up. I just get like an item or something. I'm just going to backtrack and go through and save afterwards. You don't have to do it again. That does affect your rating at the end of the game if you do save a bunch, but I never really gave a shit about that. I think I saved over 50 times in like an eight or 9 hour game or whatever. And I'd rather get like a C rating at the end and redo all the fucking like busy work. I died a lot playing it. Like it took me some time to realize fucking like, all right, well, fuck it. This game is, I'm just going to use a bunch of grenades and just equip the grenade launcher and, maybe don't hoard all of your stronger ammo for the bosses, I would usually do, just because in the long run, you're almost better off like using, say, like, a single grenade round, just like one grenade round from the fucking grenade launcher will take down one of those fucking like sewer mole rats or whatever, the sewer mole men, as opposed to like, eight fucking shotgun shells to do it. I was just fucking like, you're just going to a room, there's a bunch of zombies, like, fuck it, he was going to, like, spam grenades, I'll throw a fucking grenade there, who cares, like, I'm not going to worry about it, I'm going to save this for the fucking boss, I'm going to run out of ammo later on, like, nah, it's fucking, better off just fucking using what you have, it's a room full of fucking lizard people, you might as well throw a fucking grenade. You have to be kind of like aggressive. Like they end up giving you plenty of ammo to deal with the situation. That's not an issue, as it sometimes is in other Resident Evil games, or it's a staple in Doom games too. They just don't give you enough ammo. At Resident Evil 3, I found it was a little bit difficult, but I found like the tone of it, or like just like the how I felt going through it. It seems like kind of like light. Pretty straightforward. You just kind of blast through areas, just clearing out the map and killing zombies and A to B. Not too many like surprises, really. I was saying how around this time in the original releases, it seemed like they were just kind of pumping these games out pretty quick. And I think playing through three, it's like, yeah, they probably were. It's kind of like proof of that, where it's good, like it's a damn fine fucking Resident Evil game. I think it was actually really refreshing to play through this kind of familiar, comforting type of survival game, just with, new environments and shit from what I played in 2, which, 2 just came out in like, January or February or something like that. And it's just kind of like, you like that? Well, just here's some more. You know what I mean? There's more of the same shit almost, but again, it's not like the same game. It's just like, the mechanics are similar. It's just fucking just a different, different setting and shit. So, I mean, yeah, I enjoyed it. Like, after I beat it, I was fucking like, all right, fuck it. Let's start. I just, like, started replaying it right away. Just fucking like, oh, dude, this, that was fun. I'll play through it again. You know, Resident Evil 3, it's fun. And they gave you plenty of ammo. So there you go. And speaking of regressing again, you guys remember Neo, or John Wick? Remember either of those? So that, you know, the Dark Souls like game about the white samurai guy who battles demons, that Neo. So yeah, I started playing that again from the beginning, on PC this time. I guess like with the intention in the back of my mind that eventually it's like, all right, I want to beat this game first, then move on to Neo 2. But, yeah, the reason I didn't finish Neo the first time around, wasn't because it was a bad game or anything. I thought it was pretty good. It was just really fucking long. But, you know, in these quarantine times, you know, I've got nothing but time on my hands. You know, and that Dark Souls like comfort, you know, that hopeless, dark, dreary, frustrating mood that these games put you in. What better way to ride out the end of days than saying fuck a bunch of times because you fell off of a bridge and lost like half an hour of fucking progress, you know? That's fucking how you get to spend your time. Nothing more fun than that. So Neo, it's kind of like Dark Souls, just more complicated. You know, like I try to play the game as simple as possible. Like I'm sticking to a single sword type, just a samurai sword. That's all I'm using. Not that even matters to me. You can just kind of switch, but I mean, there's certain stats that they say like, oh, you know, this whatever key or the stamina or your heart, your life, like that's more tied into the sword skills. And this is fucking for like the spear skills and the axe skills, I guess. But I don't think it's really, it was not like Dark Souls where it's like, oh, if you don't have a certain fucking stat and, you know, if your stats aren't high enough in like strength or whatever, like, oh, you know, I can be able to use this weapon effectively. I don't think it matters too much, but I'm just fucking like, I don't know. I'm just going to stick with this fucking one type of sword just because I'm just used to the animation and shit. I'm used to the feel of it. So I'm just kind of like equipping and using like just that one type, but yeah, there is like all sorts of like, tricks, ninja tricks and magic. Ninja magic or ninjutsu, as they call it, ninjutsu-sua. So yeah, you can use all that shit, and there's, you know, a ton of like consumable items and talismans out the ass. And I'm just playing as like a rough, like I play Dark Souls. I'm just like a rough and tumble, dumb brute. I'm just fighting everything with my single sword and just kind of healing my way out of sticky situations. I'm sure that makes things more difficult in the long run. But it's just fucking, let's go. You're not using all the tricks. You're not using all the tools they're giving you to play with. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm just fucking like playing the game. Just fucking playing it as dumb and straightforward as possible. You know, I think there's this great honoru in the path of the true samuru. So yeah, I'm almost positive that I talked about fucking Neo before, probably when it fucking first came out. What, 2-3 years ago, something like that? I must have. I mean, it was just so long ago. So, I mean, right now I'm just kind of like replaying what I've already played just on PC instead of PS4. I can't say I don't think it looks that much better on PC. Like, it definitely looks like a blown up, like the resolution is blown up from a PS4 game. And it runs in a weird resolution where it's not like 3440. Was it the one below that? It was like 2540 or some shit like that. Not quite right. Like it doesn't like quite like fit my screen, but it does. But it's, you can tell it's like blowing up a little bit. But hey, you know, it runs and it only crashed once so far, so that's a good thing. I think I really need a new PC at some point in the near future, to be honest with you. And it's fucking running to like, oh, dude, Doom is fucking up a little bit, and fucking it shouldn't be like that anyway. If you fucking turn it down to like recommended settings or whatever, it's just fucking like I need like kind of an overpowered PC to fucking just for sure say it's not like some bullshit like that, hardware bullshit. So yeah, the first level of Neo is very, very Dark Souls esque, where you're in a medieval castle. A Japanese one, sure, but, you know, it's dark and it's soulsy, and you're fighting human guards as you escape a jail cell, and eventually you're trying to escape the castle completely. So, you know, it's a light attack, heavy attack situation, but you're mostly going to rely on your light attacks because it drains less stamina that way, or ki in this case. And, you know, you dash out of the way of attacks, and you try to get up onto people's flanks. There's a lot of dashing this week. It's a very dash-heavy episode. all of the enemies have like the, you know, the stamina, the key bars as well. And if that drains by, you know, they're either doing attacks, you're dodging them, or you can just kind of like keep attacking them. And if they block it, and you can fucking do damage to it too. That's actually a lot like, and, you know, if you drain that completely, that'll turn red. You can go in and do like a finishing move, like a kill shot, kind of like Sekiro. So yeah, I mean, the first section of the game is very basic. It's just like straightforward. Just again, just human enemies. Just fucking like, all right, it's fucking pretty straightforward action game. But then you get to like the meat of the game. They start introducing more of the mechanics that you're going to have to use. You know, you have a guardian spirit, which both acts as your soul collection, like your soul. You know, you have to like, if you die, it's like instead of just like a ball, like a soul ball, a good old fashioned soul ball. You have like your guardian spirit there. Like, you have like a dog or whatever. It's like, all right, the dog will be lying down. You have to go and once you go up and hit like B next to him, that's like, all right, well, you recovered your guardian animal and your fucking souls, your currency or whatever. But also, like, when you have that, once you do that, you start doing your, once he's with you, when you start doing, whenever you do normal attacks, you're doing normal damage. There's a meter that builds up until, when it's full, eventually, you know, hit a button, or it's like two buttons, excuse me, Y and B together, and you light yourself on fire, and your fucking sword lights on fire, and you can mash the attack button, and you just fucking light everything else on fire, fire everywhere. But that's assuming your guardian spirit is fire-based, of course. You know, if you equipped a water one, I'd go on a limb and say that you'd have, you know, squirt water everywhere instead. But, you know, trying my best to keep everything as simple and retarded as possible. I'm just, like, sticking to, like, whatever. You know, the first one they give you is just some fucking fire wolf or fucking, like, fire dog. It's like, I'm going to stick with the fire dog. Like, that's it. I think, like, you build up familiarity with the fucking ones that you use, too, to make them more effective. So it's kind of like, I don't want to start from square one and start with some fucking, I don't know, water cat or whatever the fuck the other ones are. It's like, I'll stick with my fire dog for now. So, yeah, I'll take this moment here to address a soul staple that I can't fucking stand. So, yeah, in Neo, they give you, let me fucking grab my last butt here. I know what I'm doing tonight, rolling cigarettes. It's a good old-fashioned fucking powwow. So yeah, in Neo, they give you a lot of armor. There's a ton of armor. They do it as in, like, drops, like, almost like, seems like almost every other fucking enemy that you kill, it's like, oh, here's some armor for you. It might not be great, but here's just different armor. Loot, if you will. And continuing my basic bitch philosophy while playing this game, or any game really, where it's just like, I'm looking at it of what I have, and if it's medium armor or lighter, and it provides more protection than what I have on, I'm going to wear it. You know, the numbers go higher, that means I can take more hits, and that works. It's kind of the point of wearing armor. But then you get people who are always fucking saying, like, oh, dude, you shouldn't even be wearing armor. Like, go naked, dude. Like, you know, it'll make you move faster, and you can dash further and all that shit. It's like, yeah, cool. I mean, I guess that's cool. It's fucking, that's great. But, you're also going to die in one hit, like no matter what, like that, because you have no fucking protection. So I guess that is a way to play the game, I guess. I mean, I'm not saying it's fucking illegitimate or it's cheap or it's cheating or anything like that. If you want to fucking play the game naked because you like being fucking, like, faster and, like, as agile as the Doom guy is, you know, knock yourself out. I mean, that would be a more, like, skill-oriented, like a more demanding way to do it than the way what I'm going for. I just, like, try to give myself, like, plenty of room for fuck up so I can get hit a bunch of times. But dude, I mean, people in the fucking chat, right? So I'm stuck on this boss for a while. It's just this broad who sends out these sound waves that paralyze you. And you know, once you're paralyzed, it's pretty much like instant death from there. She just runs up to you while you're paralyzed and fucking hits you a couple times. You can't block or do anything. So in that case, again, it wouldn't matter if I'm wearing this pretty much the strongest armor that I can, or medium armor anyway, so I don't dash too slow or whatever. You know, I'm not fucking moving too slow. I still have, like, you know, range of movement and shit. But even with the armor I'm wearing, I'm still getting pretty much one shot killed. So it's not going to fucking matter if I'm, you know, naked. If I'm naked, it's fucking not going to help at all. I mean, there's ways around getting fucking like hit by that, the sound blast or whatever, like namely fucking dodging out of the way. Like once you get the timing down, like she makes a sound, she fucking like, you just have to like get the split second timing down. I'm like, all right, after, you know, 2 seconds after she fucking screams, you fucking dodge and you'll dodge it every time, but you just have to get that down. And there's also items that you can use to keep yourself from being paralyzed too. It's like fucking like acupuncture needles or whatever. You just use that. It's like, hey, this will stop you from getting paralyzed. Like, all right, well, I'm not going to use that every time I try to fight her because I might waste them. You know what I mean? I'll just fucking wait till I get her down. And if that's a problem and I have some left, I'll use them then or whatever. But, the guy's fucking watching me fight this boss getting smoked for like half an hour. And he just keeps saying, he's like, oh, dude, try going in naked. And I'm just fucking like, no. I was like, it's something that every fucking dark, some people say about all the fucking Souls games and shit of like, fucking, like, oh, dude, play naked. I'm just like, fucking, like, I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I know. Like, this isn't the first time somebody's told me to fucking take all my armor off in one of these fucking Souls games. So I'm just like, you know, nah, it's okay, dude. I'll get it. Like, don't worry about it. I even tell him, like, dude, I fucking played this before on PS4, dude. I'm not worried about beating her. It's just going to take me a little while to get the fucking timing down. Just have to figure out the patterns and shit. And he's fucking, it's like, don't worry about it. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to figure it out. And it's fucking, and it's just like, dude, I'm telling you, dude, go in naked. And it's just fucking like, nah, I'm good, dude. I'd rather get my ass kicked for like 5 hours until I figure this out than spend 5 minutes in the fucking menus, like unequipping everything. So I'm fucking, you know, have no clothes on, going in there, getting killed in one hit. And trying to, you know, I'd rather just not do that. I'm like, no, dude, just don't worry about it. You know, this fucking guy in the chat who just loves seeing naked men is going to say, you know, as I'm doing that, I'm sure he's going to be like, dude, you almost got it. Just keep trying it again. Keep it again. I've seen this every time I see somebody playing fucking like a Souls game or whatever. You always get the one guy, dude. And it's like, I have this one guy in the fucking, in my chat, like being like this. And, you know. So I was like, I don't want to do that. And then fucking like go back and like, all right, well now I spent an hour, dude, dying anyway, as I'm fucking naked. And I had to go through all my fucking shit again, go through this list of like hundreds of armor pieces and figure out like what I was, you know, what I had, what I was wearing before and like equip all that shit again. I don't know, I'll go through all like the hundreds of bullshit armor. It's like, then I'd kind of like be back to square one, like with the added benefit of my timing being off and trying to fight naked like a fucking faggot. So, and like, I appreciate people participating in my otherwise masturbatory fucking video game playing time, but Christ, I mean, just take no for an answer. That's all I'm asking. Just like, you know, people ask, like, you know, since you didn't do a show last week, will this one be longer, at least fucking like average length to make up for it? Because, you know, you skipped last week. No, you know, it's tough times. This is the new normal. Just get used to it. And also get used to www.gruntfreepress.com. I'm sure that page will remain the same for the foreseeable future. You can email podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and you can, you know, use that. That's the official government check-in to make sure that you're still alive. I'm Absolute Deicide. I beat some games. That didn't help anything for anybody. There's no change at all. Still, the world turns.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Is that the secret?
the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, never thought I'd come when you're out of view. Cause I always knew, maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. So have you got the good? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the coast. I've tried and to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do. If you wanted to,
do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
Is that to see you go?
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.